Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 24 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 141. Today, Tammy says, I have recently put my writing where my mouth is, and I have submitted my first short story for publication. So often I fall in love with a world I'm creating, and I can't find a plot worthy of it. For this particular submission, however, every short story had to start with the same first line. That amount of external structure was all I needed to build my world, my characters, and a plot. Limiting my options was so liberating to my writing process. I don't only want to write for this publication, though, as much as I love the concept. How would you recommend I go about setting up some internal limits, or, alternatively, giving up this security blanket? Tammy, you're exactly right. Limitations can really help creativity. The fear of the blank page is the fear of limiting your infinite options. If you can start off preemptively with limiting them, you can really give yourself a head start. Now, even though you don't only want to write for this publication, you can take the trick that they just gave you and use it on your own. You can steal first lines from other books. You can come up with a first line and try to write 8 different stories from it and then just delete the first line or at the end of the story circle back and change the first line so that it has more of a punch appropriate to the story. You can write from writing prompts. What you're talking about is finding ways to focus your mind on the task at hand instead of being lost in the sea of options. And what will benefit you greatly when doing that is to develop a variety of tools that will get you to the keyboard and accomplish that task. Find different ways to limit yourself. Each of those different ways will help you develop other creative muscles until such a time as you either don't need them at all, or you choose between them at random based on your whim and you don't feel obligated to one or the other. So look for writing prompts. Do exercises where you limit yourself to one sense, or you write a character who's missing one sense, or where you write a story specifically with a given feel or to explore a given idea, or that has one or more sentences that you have to include somewhere in the work. Writing prompts are everywhere. In fact, JR sent in something a while ago that I've been trying to build an episode around, and it actually fits really well in this episode. JR writes, My editor sent me a book, 712 More Things to Write About by the San Francisco Writers Grotto, to practice with. This is full of wacky writing prompts that force you to think outside the box, and using it like you suggest has been enlightening. So, for what it's worth, if you're looking for writing prompts, go to that book that JR recommends, or go over to Writing Excuses. Every episode they have a writing prompt. My favorite writing prompt exercise has always been just to pull a book at random off the shelf in my library, open it to a random page, run my finger down the page, stop at a random sentence, and use that sentence as the start of the story or in the first paragraph of a story and see where that takes me. Your mileage may vary, but there are so many ways to do it. You can have an infinite amount of fun exploring this space that you've discovered. So don't give up and embrace the crutch as long as you need it. When you don't need it anymore, just like real crutches, you'll find yourself walking without it and you won't even maybe notice the transition. That's what crutches are for. Thanks for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.